Miss Poole, it's time for ABC Radio School, and today Mr. Georgiadis, Costa Georgiadis, joins us for our very first lesson. Good morning, Mr. Georgiadis.
Hello, girls and boys. How are you all? It's great that you've got some time at home, and I reckon one of the best things we can do is become nature detectives. So that means we've got to get ready, get set, and head outside. But before you set off, I want you to think about, when you head outside, that you have to put a different set of goggles on. It's not your TV goggles, it's not your book reading goggles, it's your nature goggles. And to wear nature goggles, they're actually 360 degrees. They're like fisheye lenses. So as soon as you step out, you're going into this bowl. And I want you to look up, I want you to look down, I want you to look left, right, I want you to look behind you, I want you to look in front of you. And that way, you get right into nature. And it's not just your eyes. Nature detective, you got to use your nose, your ears, and for some things, you might even use your taste. But that's where I want you to get your thinking before we step outside.
So, Mr. Georgiadis, we put on our nature goggles. Do we need a pen and paper, or do we need anything else?
Yeah, well, look, I think you can do a couple of things. You could take a pen and paper and a pencil, because you might want to record your observations, what you see. You might want to record them with a pencil on a piece of paper, or you might want to take a camera or your tablet or your iPad, whatever it is, or your camera, and capture photos. So either way, and you might even want to record sounds. I don't know if you can hear the sounds where I am.
I can hear a bird.
You can hear the birds. And probably the most important thing as a detective is when you step outside, the most valuable thing you can come back with is information, otherwise known as data. So we need to record and we need to capture information, whether it's the sounds, whether it's a photo, whether we record the smell just in our nose so that we can remember it. But we need to record all this so that when we come back, we can then research and add more knowledge to what we've just learnt. So if we hear a bird, we need to find out, well, which bird was it? Or if we take a photo of the bird, we need to then look up, well, which one is it? And to do that, we might have to call in other people. We might have to look up BirdLife Australia and say, hey, can you give us a hand? I'll send you the picture. Can you give me some information? Or if it's a frog, you can record the sound. Now, do you know, boys and girls, there's this awesome app, and I just love it, and I use it all the time, and it's called Frog ID. And what you do, and this could be your nature detective night work, where you step out at night and say, righto, Mum, righto, Dad, I'm doing schoolwork at night as well. Just because I'm not going to school doesn't mean I stop learning. And you can go out at night, and when you hear a frog, you get your phone or your tablet and you push the button on the app and it records it. And you know what it does? It sends that information to the Australian Museum and they listen to it. They send back to you the name and some photos and some information as well. But the best part is it records it. So the GPS, the satellite, pins it. So if that frog was down the end of your street in the little creek, or it was just in a little pot plant in your backyard, it records it and it says, oh, let's pick a name of a couple of frogs, the Eastern Corroboree or the Pobblebonk. I like the Pobblebonk because it goes bonk, bonk, bonk. And it says, there's a Pobblebonk right here, and it pins it. And you, in doing that, you're not only a detective, but you've become a citizen scientist by contributing, by going out with your nature goggles on and saying, what can I find? You might want to look down and lift up a pot and have a look underneath, and you'll find worms and slaters and all different things. Again, do a drawing of them. Take a picture. Go and research them. Find out more information about them. Dig up the mulch and have a look at what creatures you can find living there. These are the kind of things, and that's why, for me, this is the best project because you're going to inspire me with what you see.
Awesome. So, all right, kids, Mr. Georgiadis has set your task. You've got to head out and become a nature detective, put your nature goggles on, and bring back some data.